Ladies and gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
To this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful northwest Pennsylvania, where there's obviously been a coup. No longer am I in charge, apparently. No longer am I the senior host. Apparently there's been a takeover. Broadcast live each and every weeknight at 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Global Star Radio Network simulcast as well on Blog Talk Radio, BTR, and YouTube. Join us, won't you, please? And please, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just go over, regardless of the venue on which you listen, whether it's BTR, Global Star, whatever, just please subscribe to our YouTube channel, YouTube feed. The reason being, of course, is we want to build an army. We want to build an army of people behind us and beside us. And this is something that we're going to be doing. We're launching a lot of initiatives right now. And many things are taking place. A lot of initiatives, including a independent media alliance, an alliance of independent media folks. I think it's time has come where somebody better, and I really mean this, somebody better, in fact, get the independent media together. I'm not talking about leading them, certainly, but let's everyone get together and let's really be the force behind the truth in the independent media. That's very important. A couple of things before we open the program. This is a very news heavy day, of course, as they all are and will continue to be. So please check our websites, check our website, HagmannReport.com. And again, I'm working on additional reports, a data dump, if you will, on HomelandSecurityUS.com. This is taking some time. Please bookmark both of those as well as Hagmann and Hagmann. So our personal investigative findings will be on HomelandSecurityUS.com, resurrecting that. I've mentioned that in the past. HagmannReport.com to include that as well, as Hagmann and Hagmann for the show information. The other thing, please, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the interview, from yesterday, with Liz Croken, and definitely like her on Facebook or follow her on Facebook, whatever the proper terminology is, and certainly follow her on Twitter, and mention, as many have already mentioned, that of course that you heard her last night on the Hagmann Report. And it's interesting because we are getting we're being attacked as well for reporting on what is known as Pizzagate. Saying, admit it, you were wrong. No, we're not wrong. We're not wrong. Now, the facts, as they have been printed in the social media and some media, they're incorrect. It's not about a pizza shop, okay? It is not about a single location. Please understand that. There are things that have been, it's called black propaganda. If you look up that phrase, you'll see what I'm talking about, black propaganda. This is why we have to speak with precision about these matters. That's number one. We've never left this issue. And those who start their little own, sign in and sign into YouTube, and I'm not even sure how they do it. And then they leave comments, of course, that, hey, admit it, you were wrong. Well, come on. First of all, you've got no subscribers, no followers. It's a fake channel. And you're full of crap to begin with. How's that starting out? So, and the second thing is, part and parcel to this, May 5th and 6th, Chicago, Illinois, or actually Gurnee, Illinois, which is north of Chicago, between Chicago and Kenosha, Chicago, Illinois, and Kenosha, Wisconsin, will be giving a presentation about the larger issue of the satanic crimes Russ Dizdar will be there. It's called Awaken to the Shaken, folks. If you have not registered, please do so. This is going to be a critically important conference. 2 days. It's free. All you have to do is go to HomelandSecurityUS.com, and the very first article right there has got a link to the registration, Awaken to the Shaken. Please do that. Another thing, I have not had a chance to do this since last night's show, and that's to put up the video, full spectrum survival video. It's about associationism, and it mentions that one particular video I mentioned yesterday. It's the Iggy Azalea video. Brad from Full Spectrum Survival made an important connection there, and this is the normalization of the abhorrent, and that's the process that we're seeing. Please understand that this is a process. This is bigger than any one person, any one group, any one thing. So understand that. Second of all, or the next issue, in addition to all of that, let me just make sure I've got, okay, so we've got that, May 5th and 6th for the, Awaken to the Shaken conference. I want to mention that we are, in fact, going to be, creating, a couple of initiatives that include but are not limited to what I mentioned earlier, and that's coalescing, getting the independent media together and forming this firm alliance, and I believe it's important to do so. Also, if you haven't done so already, there's a Facebook video going viral. It's young Aaron Wilson. He appears to be about 10 or 11 years old. His mother's Jennifer Wilson. It's a TSA checkpoint in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. This young man he's a special needs child, and he is shown assuming the position now of subjugation. And he's being fondled, groped, assaulted sexually. In my view, sexually assaulted. In any other venue, it would be a sexual assault, and that's what we're witnessing by the TSA. And you know what? The contemptible Christian conservatives roll over and just say, "Give me more." How dare you? Because of that and other videos. I'm going to tell you right now, we are going to have another initiative. We're going to own this one. Good or bad, pass or fail, we're going to own this one, and we're going to fight back. And I'm going to be talking more about that at a later time. But it's sickening if you haven't had a chance to see that Wilson video, or Williamson video, 10-year-old boy. He's got probably at most 3 articles of clothing on, a t-shirt, gym shorts, and probably underwear. Okay, and this TSA agent is spending an inordinate amount of time. And again, any other profession, any other venue, it would be a sexual assault. And I'm angry about that. And we have a whole bunch of keyboard warriors who are doing nothing about it, as far as I'm concerned. So there will be. Stay tuned, because I will own this, but there's something that we're going to push back on this, because this, to give up your constitutional rights, what do we all have? Stockholm syndrome? Is that what it is? Abused spouse syndrome? Incredible. All for the, under the pretext and illusion of security, which is a bunch of BS. Talking to Steve Quayle, and Branson, Missouri is filling up, so please register for that as well if you're planning on going. So again, those are kind of at the top of my list today. Today's a special day. Now for the good news. Today's a special day. It's a couple of things. Joe's birthday today. He's 34 years old, and I got to tell you, he's adopted, because I'm not that old. I'm only 38, so do the math. He has to be adopted. Don't I look 38?
Yes, you do.
I do. I look right.
Hey, we don't live in reality anymore. So, and you can identify as whatever you want. You can identify as
that's right.
15-year-old.
I'm a woman. Non-binary. If somebody ever, I'm going to tell you something. I am an alpha male with a lot of testosterone, natural and enhanced by healthmasters.com.
And not only is it a special day for it being my birthday, but it is the debut of a new addition to the Hagman Report, my sister Jackie. You see the resemblance, especially with the skin tone. With my tan and her tan, we look at...
You know, and that's right.
I look so pale.
So, yeah, we thought we'd bring out Jackie just today. She can only stay for until the bottom there. We thought we'd bring her out, number one, to celebrate Joe's birthday on air with a cake. And this is a Super Mario Brothers cake. I think he's had one of these every year, right?
Listen, it was on sale. That's the reason why we bought it. See, I don't even know if he likes Mario, but it was the discounted cake.
Maybe 20 years ago, but it's a nice cake. When I came in, this is different. I'm not 43. There we go.
I hope not.
He's lying. He actually is 43.
I'll be
34.
I'll be in the...
But thank you, everybody, for all the birthday wishes on Facebook, Skype, and via email. I do much appreciate it.
Yes.
Am I allowed to do this now?
Yeah, go ahead.
And again,
for tonight, we got... Jackie's going to be with us for the first half hour, for the first segment. And we're going to be talking about her role here at the Hagman and Hagman Report. Brother Marcus, his son, Curtis, he's going to be joining us in the second segment. And John Rappaport, hour number two, followed by our Tuesdays with Stan in hour three. So it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, and if Jackie didn't have to leave, I mean, I might leave. I might have to leave at the... into the second or at the top of the second hour, I'm not sure. But having said that, she's going to be a regular fixture around here. And she's, we want to explain a few things about her, about what she's going to be doing, but we also want to hear from her about some issues that you're concerned with as well. You, the viewer, you, the listener. So it's going to be a kind of a great thing. So before the sprinklers go off, are we okay with this? Or good thing we didn't have 34 candles, right?
Yeah.
So, should
I'm
we sing?
We don't have
to sing. We're not going to sing, right?
No, he can just make a wish.
Everyone in the studio
wish
audience.
To be tan, like me.
All right.
All right, so go ahead and blow out your candles. Make a wish and blow out your candles. There you go.
See, the flags almost fell over?
Well, thank you guys for the cake and the on-air celebration.
All right.
Very nice.
I mean, I don't have a knife or forks or plates, so we'll just eat this later.
And folks, I hope you don't mind. I will be eating this cake on air, talking with my mouth full. No, I'm kidding. No, thank you guys.
Yeah.
That's very, very nice.
All right. Well, we wish you the best. And, so, all right. So today is the debut of my daughter, Jackie Hagman, of course. And, she serves, we brought her on board the first of the year. She serves for a little bit, or before that, actually. But she's serving as the, in the office working with correspondence from people. She's also doing research. She's doing social networking, interfacing with social networking. So truly a family business here as we sit here. And so this is what, folks, this is what you're supporting. This is who you're supporting and what you're supporting, the initiative that you're supporting. And so I want to thank you. So if you're a sponsor, I want to thank Greenovative and Minuteman Stove and Blocket Pocket. Welcome to the family.
Trading Post in the Woods. Trading Post is my stuff. I love Trading Post.
Isn't that great? Trading Post in the Woods. T.C. Joseph.
Minuteman.
Yeah. Of course, TexasReady.net. Every time I do this, I forget people. So I don't want to do that. Greenovative. T.C. Joseph.
Precious Timber. Health Master.
Are we naming all of them? Because we can go in alphabetical order. I can do that.
Go ahead, do it.
No.
No, okay.
Don't do that to me.
All right. So, all right. But these are heavy news days. And I just want to say this. What we're experiencing right now, these are heavy news days very quickly here. And then I'm going to turn it over to Jackie. We're involved in some very heavy news days. A lot of things taking place, not in the manner that they're being presented, not in the manner in which you think. For For example, if you watch news, I don't care if it's MSNBC on the left or Fox on the right, you're not getting the true stories. So where do you go? You go to independent media. We hope to serve and pray that we're always on target with respect to our reporting of what's important to you. And we do so with not a world view, but a Christian, from the vantage point of a Christian through the through a Christian worldview, I suppose, is the more accurate term as opposed to anything else. And I do want to mention too, and this will be the segue, Joe. I'm going to bounce it back to you, and then I want to get Jackie's take on some things that we need to be doing. But I want to make sure that people understand what's taking place with respect to this constant beating of the Russian drum. Who's behind this? I've gotten a lot of emails since we've had a number of guests on talking about this, Kevin Shipp and others. John Brennan is at the epicenter. If you go to the American Spectator, I believe it is. I think it's American Spectator. An article that appears there, John Brennan and Baltic spies teamed up to defeat Trump. If you take a look and factor in John Brennan as the head of the CIA at the time under Obama, understand Brennan's position under Obama, Obama's position as a puppet of the CFR trilaterals and essentially all of the NGOs headed by the Rockefellers and Carnegies and Gates and everybody and the people with the money, then you'll understand how this all fits in. But don't take your eyes off Brennan. Brennan's the wild card here. And if you take this back, the American Spectator article does refer to the Baltic connection. That's something that has not been talked about. It was back in March, April, and that's something that really we need to keep our eyes on. Brennan is of course a wild card in this beating of the Russian drum. Okay, so having said that, we've got that as well. But Joe, I'm gonna kick it over to you. I want you and Jackie to talk as really kind of colleagues in the Hagmann Report. Your thoughts, where we're headed. Give people kind of an overview of, and Jackie, sure. You too, where we're headed. We'll just take, 15 minutes, folks? And I think this is important because you're all invested in this.
Well, we got about 8.5 minutes left in the segment, so we'll do that. Just, recently on the show, many people know that John Robertson, a valued addition to the Hagmann Report, has been doing a lot of hard work and, really booking some top-notch guests and keeping the schedule full, as well as working behind the scenes on a number of different initiatives and learning how to expand, learning, to increase what works, to stop what doesn't work. And one of the things that we really needed was more organization here in the studio and with our social media networks. And a few other things. One of the things that Jackie's been doing is putting together a strict schedule for sponsors that my dad doesn't stick to, and he gets yelled at sometimes for it. But we need that, person who's in the office, able to answer phones, able to answer emails.
Oh, the humanity.
Putting things together. And
I work hard on that.
And she's been doing a lot of the coordination and things that need done that we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants with. And the social media is a big one. When we started this radio show, we started our own Facebook pages, for the websites, for the show, and, social media for me is something that I just hate using, but, Jackie is, very good at navigating social media and expanding to areas that we didn't have before, to be on Facebook and Twitter. So, Jackie, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing on the social media and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I would just like to point out that social media is a two-way street, which means that we can post stuff all the time, all day, every day, but we need feedback and we need responses and we need to hear from you guys to tell us what you want and what you want to see and who you want to see on the show and stuff like that. So just keep all the emails coming and tweet us and follow us on Facebook and We have Instagram. We have almost everything. So there's always a way to get a hold of us. There's always a way to speak your mind and what you want to see, who you want to see, what you want to hear about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, I'm not even sure what, I still haven't figured out what Instagram is.
I was just going to say, how do you find us on Instagram?
Okay, well, first, to find us on Instagram, you have to get the Instagram app.
Oh, okay.
It's a cell phone only app. I mean, you can access it on the internet on your laptop, but you can't post anything. So what you do is you get it on your phone. It's just pictures only, pictures and videos. So, I mean, there's not much, but they can see what we're up to. They can see all kinds of stuff.
All right.
I would say I like Instagram, stick to Twitter and Facebook, but.
All right. Sounds good. And you mentioned this is a two-way street, and that's one thing that I cannot personally respond, and I don't respond on any of the, I don't think we respond to any Facebook post timeline postings. We just, you do.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people have a question, I will. That I know the answer to.
Okay.
Or if I ask you.
Private notifications, private messaging, don't even bother.
We don't
because
do that.
There's just no way. Okay. Because it's thousands. In fact, you know, we get, really, but we do read all of the emails just so people are assured of this. We do receive all of the postal mail and all of the email. We do see it all. Okay.
Yeah, especially snail mail.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And of course our address is on the front of the website. It's a P.O. box. And I want to make a clarification too. Folks, please understand this. We can't take phone calls during the day or really any time. Okay. We cannot, if you've got a situation, a personal situation, we can't help. As much as we'd want to help, we can't help everybody. We can't help you. We can, you know, assist in getting you help, but personally, you know, we can't help you. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that want to, that want to, I don't know, perhaps use this as like a investigative service. We can't do that because there's so many out there that are, you know, but however, we'll get you help. Does that make sense? Jackie, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, I understand. It's hard though because we only have a few lines to talk on, and
right.
Half the time we're not even here. So when you call and we don't answer, it's probably because either A, we're in a meeting, B, we're not here, C, we're doing another show,
right.
D, all of the above. You know.
Someone's always here. It's just a matter of what
we're
doing with that time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true. Now,
okay, not by the phone, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you see us going, Jackie? I mean, you've been around long enough now to see us. Where do you think we're on track? I mean, do you think we're doing things right? What do you think? I mean, where do you see us a year from now if we're allowed to be?
Is this an evaluation of my work?
No.
Our work.
Yes. I mean, where do you see us a year from now, assuming that we are allowed, for example, to remain on every venue that we've got right now? Do you see us expanding? And
I have a better question. Do you see us being censored completely?
Mm. We are
because
already.
There's only so much you can do if you get censored. I mean,
yeah.
Email is always available, and you can't censor email, right?
Well, to some extent you can, but I suppose, and this is another thing we're trying to do, and Jackie's implemental in this, or instrumental in this, we are, and if you want, we'll announce this, but send us your physical mailing address, and if everything would go down, if there's still mail, we can certainly get things to you via mail. That's one way, right? That's a way to do things.
Right. They don't have to send us their address if they were...
Right, but I guess what I'm trying to say is if everything went down, if we were taken off the internet, completely censored off the internet...
Okay, if we're censored off the internet, would we still have a nightly show?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it would be... unless Global Stars, you know, kicks us off. But yeah, we'd still have a nightly show. We'd just have to go to Plan B. And I'm not sure I want to tell what Plan B is yet. But, well, It costs a lot more.
How about this? We got about a good minute before the break.
They took all the clocks. What happened to all the... Never mind.
Time is of the essence.
What do you, Jackie, what do you want your role to be here? Can we expect more on-camera appearances? Maybe dealing with news reports, special social media projects? What do you want to do?
I don't know. It all depends on how much people hate me.
So the more they hate you, the more you want to come
in? No, the more they hate me, the less I want to be here.
Can you imagine anyone hating my daughter, Jackie? And see, this is, I'm very protective. You know, Steve Quayle.
Yeah, so we talked about our daughters. Your guys' house.
Yeah. And you know, the punks, seriously, the punks that threaten my family, my daughter, okay? I dare you to come to my home and to my face. You don't have the balls to do that, okay? Anyway. Sorry about that. Did I say something?
Yeah,
wrong?
You just made everything all awkward and stuff. No, we're at the end of the segment.
Well, it's just
I kind of tuned him out. I wasn't really listening.
Yeah, another 10 minutes.
I wasn't really listening, so I missed it. What happened?
No, nothing. Apparently,
we got Curtis coming up next, so we'll keep Jackie here for another 5 minutes after the break to get her answer on what she expects her role to be, what she wants her role to be here on the Hagmann Report. Folks, you're listening to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. We'll be right back with my sister Jackie for a few more minutes, followed by Curtis, brother Marcus's son. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Visit HagmannReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Perrotta's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagmann. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagmann takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmannandHagmann.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman and Hagman Report, as my sister Jackie's making her debut right now. And we kind of held her over from the last segment, even though she's going to needs to be going soon. Just want to give a brief overview and let you an introduction for her, and let her explain to you what she's going to be doing, maybe on camera and behind the scenes, and then we'll let her go.
You want me to tell me about myself?
Actually, folks, they duct tape. They brought out the duct tape.
Apparently, it didn't work.
Lady, the studio dog is here. My wife is behind the scenes. Eric, the tech, got the duct tape out and said, "Let him talk." Go ahead.
What do you want me to say? Five fun facts about myself. Okay.
Yeah.
My job role. Okay. Basically, what it is I will be coming on more often, but it'll be social media related. So if there's ever like another, if you remember the President's Day contest with Sherry's Berries, I'll be doing stuff like that if we ever have any more contests. If we ever have a Q&A.
We have Pro Flowers coming up.
Okay. Spoiler alert. We have Pro Flowers coming up. Okay. If we ever do a Q&A, like social media Q&A, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, if you want your questions answered, I'll be here reading them off, collecting all the questions.
Maybe we can even do a once a month, half hour segment, a question and answer with Jackie, something like that.
You can ask me anything in the world, even if it's not current event related, like if it's animal related or anything. I'll answer anything.
You want to answer who you voted for in the last election?
I...
No. Don't even...
I can't.
No. Actually, you'd be surprised. But Jackie, you're going to be doing some assisting in research as well, which is, you're already doing some of that now. And folks, she's already doing a lot of the research that we're doing pre-show. So this, again, truly a family enterprise. But
I do. I like to read up on stuff. On current events. I'm not like history like you are. Okay, listen. I get my news from the internet, and you're going to get really mad at me, but I get my news from like Twitter. I'm the social media girl. That's how I get my news.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. I mean, a lot of stuff I'll find, and I'll ask you about it for you to verify if it's real or not. And if it's not, then I...
Do you come across a lot of stories that you want to make you want to jump on air and voice your opinion?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, back when the riots were a big thing, I think that was when I was getting really angry. And I saw, like, pictures of guys who were Trump supporters, and they were, like, covered in blood, and that's... And you don't see that in a lot of places. So, yeah, that made me angry, because I don't think that's the right way to go about things.
What do you think of the women's marches? We've spoken. I mean, our office, or we share an office, so our desks are pretty close. What do you think of the women's marches, you know, with the hats and the...
Well, you know, we had one in our city, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I did not attend.
There was like six of them, six people that showed up, I think.
I think being a woman is great. I don't think you should necessarily boast about it. And I do think that it was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, they didn't allow pro-life people mm-hmm. to march. So I don't think it was very fair. It was definitely a one-sided woman's march. Like, you had to believe in certain things in order to march, which I don't think is cool. But I don't know. Do you like the word millennial, or is that not a thing that you
We're
like?
Both millennials.
I thought millennial was 1985 and younger. So you're not a millennial.
Yeah, I mean, you're...
Oh, or is it 80?
79, isn't it? Or 81.
81? Okay, so you are. 81? All right.
81.
All right.
Is that... Because
I think that millennials have gotten a bad name, bad rap, but when you look at people like yourselves, young people like yourselves, I'm okay with turning over... the keys. That's right. Yeah, you should make up there. Yeah, I mean, I think the millennials have gotten a black eye because of the people that
Yeah, but I look at all of my friends who are my age, and I'm the only one who believes in what I believe in.
You're a Christian conservative versus a secular humanist communist idiot.
Yeah.
I go through the same thing.
I don't call my friends idiots. Like, I don't.
No, that's my word. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't believe in, you know, being rude.
No, you're actually.
And I'm
nice
not calling. That wasn't me calling you rude.
No, but you're nice to a fault. And I've seen you get, you know, people have just been really nasty. Millennials of your age group, holding opposing views of yours, the ad hominem attacks as opposed to our discussion of facts. And I'm very proud that you come at them with facts. So
I try my best.
Folks, this is what you have to look forward to. And I know that Jackie's gotta leave, but this is how we are expanding. We are attempting to be very good stewards with your investment, with your prayers, and this, I'm just very proud. And I want to thank each and every one of you for everything you're doing for us and have done for us and continue to do for us. And we will do right back through, I'm very proud, through Jackie, my daughter.
I just hope that there are going to be more people my age that watch the show. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to connect through social media, but I'm also trying to connect through the show with people my age, and so they can, I don't know, connect with me.
There
I need
go.
Friends.
So
you
future folks. Chuck, I want to say thank you so much for being just a tremendous daughter. And Joe, I want to just wish you a very, very happy birthday, and thank you so much for being a great son. And there you are.
And thanks for coming on, Jackie, as a first great debut appearance. And I look forward to seeing you on air many, many more times.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Joey.
All right. All right. We have Curtis Horse with us. It's been a while since he has been on. He's got some new initiatives that he is going to be starting, and we're going to be talking with him about those till the end of the segment. Curtis, welcome back to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hey, blessings, brother. It's good to be back on. First thing I want to say is happy birthday to you, man. I'll tell you, it's time has flown. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it has, and thank you so much for the birthday wishes, and I know it's been a while since we talked. John kind of filled me in a little bit about what you wanted to get into tonight, what's been going on with you. But why don't you explain for our audience who haven't heard from you for a while what it is you got in the works?
Well, I'll tell you, brother, first and foremost, the Lord has been kind of taking me on a one-year sabbatical. Anyways, my first 1 year of my official marriage, the Lord has really kind of been setting me and my wife aside to get a chance to know each other and bond closer for the things that God has laid on our heart for later on. And over the last year, we just got done celebrating our 1 year anniversary up here in Canada, so that would have been on the 25th of this month, so praise God for that. But what the Lord has kind of laid on me and my wife's heart is to really start training and preparing and equipping the next generation of warriors for God to be able to step into fully what God has called them to do, i.e. the gifts of the Spirit, to be able to be stand strong and really find their identity and who they are in Christ. So that would be some of the things that we've been doing for the last year. Now, a new endeavor that the Lord has laid on our heart is, for a while we kind of had to do some rebranding. There was a lot of changes going on with the radio ministry and even me personally. But now, after we've hit that 1 year mark, the Lord has kind of released us to go back to the reservation, the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation down there in South Dakota, and it's awesome. He's taken me back in more of an official capacity, so to speak. Me and my wife, we're both going to be partnering with Wings as Eagles Ministries down there. And yeah, hopefully their hope and goal is to actually turn over the reins to us later on. How that might look, I don't know, but we're going to be a lot more hands-on, and we're going back basically with more, with bigger guns and more weapons in the spirit, so to speak, to be able to combat some of the things that we weren't able to fight effectively during the time of my last stay there on the reservation with Brother Marcus. It's yeah, so we're going back with a new mindset and renewed strength.
Excellent. You're going to be going and starting this endeavor back where you came from, and I think that's some, that says a lot. I know you've been, you got married, and you've been working on a number of things after, you know, suffering that terrible loss from Brother Marcus. But it sounds like you're picking up right where you know, he left off, and enough can't be said about that.
Well, you know, you kind of got to. See, us as believers, we need to look at death as something that's not final. A lot of times we look at death as something that's just painstaking and horrible. Well, it took me some time, but as I begin to look at it, he's home with the Lord. You know, he had nothing to worry about. It's us that have to pick up. After his passing was a real make or break it season in, at point in my life. Either I was going to get sold out for the Lord and quit relying on him, or, you know, I was going to fall and just kind of go back. So, yeah, so that was a big turning point. And it took me a while, but you know what? Praise God that the Lord has given me a lot more clarification and on exactly what it is he needs me to do. Because even brothers, for a long time, you know, everyone's like, you know, God bless you, man. You're with an anointed man of God. Yes, he was. But sometimes that could have been my hindrance because I looked to him more so than looking to God for my answers. And, you know, God bless him. You know, he was a very integral part of my life. But now it's like it's kind of like changing, turning the page. The same way is, I guess it was with Moses and Aaron. He says, now my servant Moses is dead. And it was time for me to basically pick up where he left off and to continue on and not let myself get discouraged. But, you know, it's really interesting that that the Father would take me back to the reservation after all these years. Because, you know, well, it's already going to be like 2 years, brother, since his passing. And I always had a conversation with him. I said, Father, if you're going to send me back there, you're going to send me back there with an army of warriors, right? And he's like, you know, just, he reminded me of Gideon and the 300. You know, I had my own preconceived idea of how I was going to do it. And the Father kind of led me to believe that for a while. And then he says, okay, now let me be God in your life and let me show not only the people there on the reservation how strong I am for you, you know, in you, and how strong I am, you know, I'm not going to send you there with a company like you once thought. So it's going to be me, my wife, and you know what, brother, it's going to be fun because we're going to have a chance to mentor another young couple that's just now getting married, and they're going to be moving out there as well. We're going to be doing a lot more hands-on with them, so it's cool because they're 22 and 23, another young couple that's going to be coming along beside us right there in that endeavor to kind of help us out as well. So yeah, brother, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of fast-paced moving over the 2 years, so.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Curtis, if you can, tell us a little bit about what it is that the people are facing in South Dakota, where you came from. I know that you and Brother Marcus have done so much work with the people there, from helping them in the wintertime to get heat in their house, fixing things, doing clothing drives. What are some of the challenges that these people face?
Well, you know, there's always, whenever you go into a poverty-stricken area, people with the spirit of poverty, you know, a poverty mindset on them, you know, there's already going to be some struggle in the natural with clothes, with food, with propane, with housing, with basic needs. But we're going to be coming back more in a capacity to be able to help them deal with the spiritual aspect of the reservation as a whole. And many people may not realize this. I mean, you guys go to the reservations, and you're going to see in the natural, you know, you're going to see houses, you're going to see rundown houses, you're going to see broken cars, you're going to see people that will basically be begging for food. you know, just to keep afloat. I mean, the conditions down there are pretty bad. I can give you statistics and stats, but that's not why we're going back. We're going back to be able to breathe back the life of God inside my own people. You know, they deal with a lot of rituals. They deal with like a lot of satanic, occultic things that are manifesting in their lives over the last few years. Suicide has been a major thing, but every time they brought up a child that has committed suicide, they are usually hand in hand with entities that are out there. How can I put this? They see it's weird manifestations. If I would describe the reservation as a whole, I would describe it as a place where the spirit realm and the natural realm is very thin. Because if we want to go back to a biblical standard, the scripture clearly says we battle not against flesh and blood, but that of the spirit. And I truly do believe whenever you start addressing the spiritual atmosphere and start dealing with the spiritual things, the natural is going to have to line itself back up. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be interesting. So that's what we're going to be doing, is training them, equipping them, and sending them out, basically, to be able to deal with their atmosphere, teaching them how to speak to their atmosphere, how to not let their surroundings around them dictate or persuade how they follow the Lord. I think that's going to be a very good part of their training.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an uphill battle, and thank goodness that you're there, you know, to be a role model and a person who is making positive changes, not only for their community in the sense of providing your time and you know, your knowledge, but also the spiritual aspect of things which is so often falls by the wayside in today's culture, even in the charitable culture. You know, you don't see that too much, and this is why we have such a huge number of Americans and other people who you know, have turned away from the Lord, because it's not reinforced by anyone anywhere for the most part. But not only are you know, stepping up to help people and to work with the less fortunate and with younger people, you're bringing the solution, which is the spiritual aspect of things and the good news of Jesus Christ. And you know, you couldn't ask for more. What can people do out there to help you, Curtis? And you're still doing your radio show, correct?
Yes, actually, brother, we're still doing a radio show. We had to rebrand. There was a big fallout with past people that we had around us. And I'm not going to dwell on that. I mean, I had to literally give that to the Lord, because that was becoming a sore in my own side. But we're still doing our radio broadcast. We had to change up website. The last website we had got hacked and severely affected with Trojans and some weird stuff that nobody was willing to help. So we got a new website, and you guys can find out everything about what's going on with us at warriorradiobroadcastnetwork.com. It's got a lot of Brother Marcus's old teachings, his past teachings. They're on there. You guys can download that. Also, our future archives, like, you know, our future shows, they'll be uploaded on there. So, and if people want to get behind us, really, right now, me and my wife are doing a basically fundraising for this, because we're going to be going back and basically just the clothes on our back and what we're able to pack in our car and go. I mean, this is clearly by faith. This is, you know, this wasn't long sought out. The Lord said go, so we're getting up and going. I mean, there was a little bit of planning as far as the time and the dates, but for the most part, we're going to be going down there. But if you guys want to get behind with what you're doing, again, go back to our website, and I think there's like a GoFundMe thing right there. A GoFundMe link on the top end of our website. And also, if you guys, I know the 501c3, but we're getting underneath the ministry, the Wings Eagles ministry, and if people do want that tax receipt, so to speak, and you know what, you guys, that's up to you. We have multiple ways to do that, either through PayPal. You guys can do that on the donate thing. We are not a 501c3 status organization. We were at one point, but we got rid of that. So let me just make that clear.
I don't blame you for that, Curtis.
Yeah, some of the things. Yeah, because some of the things that you cannot do, let's just say Big Brother will go after you pretty harshly if you do get tied up into that status. So it took us a while to break away from that, but that was for a time in the season. That was to actually protect the name of Pine Ridge Warriors from getting taken out from underneath us. So the father had it all planned out, and it was cool. But so yeah, so if you guys want to get behind us, just go there, check it out.
You know, one thing I want to say, Curtis, is that Brother Marcus, of course, folks, you know, passed away unexpectedly, suddenly, and it was just an incredible blow.
Yeah, it was devastating.
You know, but and one thing that I've got to commend him for, and you for as well. I mean, he set it up. He set things up the way, you know, we are trying to set things up here. I'm trying to set things up here. Isn't it marvelous? Isn't it great that he had the foresight to set things up in the manner in which he did, where you can carry on what you started? Maybe not without a few bumps and knocks and setbacks, but you can
well, you're right, brother. He set some things up, and you know what? A lot of times I didn't understand exactly why he did what he did, but like, I'm looking back now over the last, I think, 7 years with him, and I could say, okay, he did this, he did that. And it's kind of funny because everything is lining up for things I need to accomplish later. And, you know, I'm not going to put him on a pedestal, so to speak, but he had wisdom that wasn't the wisdom of natural men. You know, now don't get me wrong. He had his quirks. I mean, we all have our tissue issues that we got to deal with. We all got baggage that we cling to, or that clings to us from our life. But he didn't let that stop him. And, you know, my only hope is that I'll be more sensitive to the Father's voice to help guide and lead me and my wife in this time than ever before. Because, brothers, I don't want to miss him. I don't want to miss what the Father has for us. For far too long, us as believers, we've been totally excommunicating the Father, or I should say the Holy Spirit, out of our lives to give us direction and guidance. How much easier would it be if we went to where the Father sent us and not where we thought we should go? That would alleviate so many different places. That would alleviate a lot of problems, a lot of situations we get ourselves into. And not saying that there isn't a place for that. You know, whatever we get into, it's a growing process. But how much easier would it be if the Father says, okay, I need you to go to this person 6 houses down on the right-hand side, and this is what I need you to speak to them. And instead of just going out there in the streets and yelling, you know, repent for the, you know, the kingdom of God is at hand type thing, and get 1 out of 20, you know, because I think that the time is growing a lot shorter. We don't have time to be just casting our nets out there and basically, you know, hoping to catch something. We need to be sent with a purpose every single place we go. And brother, I think that's what it's going to take in the coming years.
No, you're absolutely right, Curtis. And again, you know, leading by example, and you know, you have all the respect in the world from us, and it's always great to hear from you. And absolutely inspiring to know that the things that you've went through, that you're coming out on the other side and filling the footsteps of Brother Marcus. And we can't thank you enough for all that you do. And we hope to hear from you in the future. You've taken us to the end of the segment. Folks, we're talking with Curtis Horse, and his radio show is on Blog Talk Radio. You can check that out at Pine Ridge Warriors Radio. That's Pine Ridge Warriors Radio. And do you still have all the archive shows, Curtis?
Yeah, actually we do. And for a while, you know, just clarify this, you know, for a while a lot of those things got yanked down from our past blog talk show, and they've since been put up under somebody else's banner, and they've heavily edited these tapes. So you guys can actually go to our website for the unedited tapes, or the unedited broadcasts that we did.
And that's WarriorRadioBroadcastNetwork.com?
Yes, yeah, that's you're correct. WarriorRadioBroadcastNetwork.com.
And I urge everybody, especially those, if you're unfamiliar with Brother Marcus and Curtis, go back and listen to as many of those shows as possible. WarriorRadioBroadcastNetwork.com. And just get an idea of how special what Brother Marcus and Curtis have been doing. And again, sadly, Brother Marcus has passed away, but Curtis is carrying the torch, and those old interviews and broadcasts will get you caught up, and you'll be, you know, wanting more if you're anything like me. I love listening to Brother Marcus and Curtis, and Curtis again carrying the torch. I look forward to listening to what you continue to do, Curtis. And again, we thank you for coming on, and look forward to talking with you in the future.
Amen. Well, thank you, brothers, both for having me on, and thank you, Brother John, for connecting us again. And yeah, brother, you guys stay in touch. You guys have my email and all that other stuff. Whenever you got a day that might be free, hit me up.
Tell your wife we said hello. God bless you, Curtis. You keep up the good work.
Amen. Thank you, brothers.
All right, that was Curtis Horse, Pine Ridge Warriors Radio. Check that show out on Blog Talk. When we come back, we're going to be joined by John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks, Pro Flowers, and Casper Mattress, and some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can. It's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.